Identifying Tidal Disruption Events with an Expansion of the Fleet Machine Learning Algorithm, by Sebastian Gomez et al. We present an expansion of fleet, a machine learning algorithm optimized to select transients that are most likely to be tidal disruption events, TDEs. Fleet is based on a random forest algorithm trained on the light curves and host galaxy information of 4,779 spectroscopically classified transients. For transients with a probability of being a TDE, greater than 0.5, we can successfully recover TDEs with are approximately equals 40% completeness and are approximately equals 30% purity when using the first 20 days of photometry, or a similar completeness and approximately equals 50% purity when including 40 days of photometry. We find that the most relevant features for differentiating TDEs from other transients are the normalized host separation, and the light curve GR color during peak. Additionally, we use Fleet to produce a list of the 39 most likely TDE candidates discovered by the Zwicky Transient Facility that remain currently unclassified. We explore the use of Fleet for the Legacy Survey of Space and Time on the Vera C. Rubin Observatory and the Nancy Grace Roman Space Telescope Roman. We simulate the Rubin and Roman survey strategies and estimate that approximately 10 to the power of 4 TDEs could be discovered every year by Rubin, and approximately 200 TDEs per year by Roman. Finally, we run Fleet on the TDEs in our Rubin survey simulation and find that we can recover approximately 30% of those at a redshift Z0.5. This translates to approximately 3,000 TDEs per year that Fleet could uncover from Rubin. Fleet is provided as an open source package on GitHub https://github.com/gmzsebastian/fleet. This was Identifying Tidal Disruption Events with an Expansion of the Fleet Machine Learning Algorithm, by Sebastian Gomez et al.